بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم يحسدون الناس على ما آتاهم الله من فضله وقال تعالى ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, the malady of jealousy, the illness and sickness of jealousy is a very, very serious one. It was the same hasad and jealousy that drove Iblis, Shaitan, from rejecting to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu salam. It was pride and jealousy. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينَ وَاللَّهُ You created me from fire, you created Adam from sand. So pride was one and the other one was jealousy. He was jealous of this maqam and status that Allah Ta'ala was going to give to man. So this was the sickness that drove Iblis then to be thrown out of Jannah forever and ever. And he will be in Jahannam forever and ever. It was the same sickness and illness and disease that caused Qabil to kill Habil, his brother. They were both the sons of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam. When Allah Ta'ala created Adam and Hawa alayhi salatu salam, then for procreation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time made it such then Hawa would give birth to twins. And each time she gave birth to twins. And then, for procreation to take place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Adam alayhi salatu salam that from each time Hawa, she gave birth to twins, one boy, one girl. So you take that one boy and get him married later on to the sister of the other pair of twins that she would give birth to. And that brother will marry the first sister. So this is how procreation took place. It so happened that it was the turn of Qabil to get married to the sister of Habil, and Habil was to get married to the sister of Qabil. Qabil's sister was very beautiful. But Habil's sister was not that beautiful. And so Qabil rejected this. He was not happy to get married to her. He refused. This was the Sharia at the time. This was the divine law. He refused. They go to Adam alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam explains to him, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not happy. Finally, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam tells them, okay, both of you produce your qurbani, some sacrifice. Habil had livestock, animals. Qabil had crops. At that time, whatever sadaqah they produce, whatever qurbani they produce, they put it in front. And as a sign of acceptance of their qurbani, a fire would come from the sky and eat up and consume and devour that sacrifice which was accepted by Allah. That was the system at that time. Subhanallah, in our time, the qurbani is such that we sacrifice the animal and we consume it ourselves. But in the Sharia of the past, وَثْرُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ Both presented their qurbani. Habil put his livestock and Qabil put his produce, his crops. Allah made it such that Allah accepted this qurbani of Habil, the one who was a good one. Qabil became very angry. So he says, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ I'm going to kill you now. Because he did not want to get married to the sister of Habil. He felt it was not right, so he became jealous of him. that how could you get married to such a beautiful woman and I must not get married to such a beautiful woman. This jealousy then spurred him on and prodded him to actually kill his blood brother Habil. And of course then he regretted, and there's a long story. But because he killed Habil, it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, till the day of Qiyamah, every killing that will take place, Qabil, who was the first person to kill in this world, he will also get a share of that punishment in the Akhirat. The first sin in the sky was jealousy, and the first sin on the earth was jealousy, or was the cause of jealousy. It was the same jealousy, the same illness and malady that caused the brothers of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam to take him and throw him into the well. And we know the entire incident, how Allah Ta'ala then saved him. But it was jealousy that drove them on to take away the life of their own brother. This is how serious this malady is. The Jews of Medina Munawwara, they could not stomach, they could not accept the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the final Nabi. And he has become the leader of Medina Munawwara. Because of this jealousy they had, this hasad min indi anfusihim, they rejected Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama and scholars have mentioned this word hasad in Arabic comes from a word called hasdal. Hasdal means, or it refers to a tick, the insect. It refers to a tick that bites a person's skin and you don't even feel that bite initially. So it comes in so subtly, and then the stick penetrates into the skin, goes deeper and deeper, and it begins to suck the blood of the person. Like that is hasad and jealousy. Rasulullah has mentioned, "Dabba ilaykum da'ul umami qablakum," that this malady, or a malady of the maladies of the past, the nations of the past, the sickness of the past, a spiritual sickness of the past nations, dabba ilaykum, it will come into you very slowly, stealthily, silently. What are the two sicknesses he mentioned? Al-bughdu wal-hasad. Malice, hatred and jealousy. Both are very, very similar. It is malice that causes a person to become jealous. He hates a person, he hates somebody else, and that causes him to be jealous. Rasulullah said, "He al-haliqa, la aqulu tahliqu ash-sha'r." He says, this malice and this jealousy will actually shave you. See, I do not mean shaving your hair. It will actually shave your deen. It will shave your deen. Iyakum wal hasad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, beware, be careful of jealousy. Iyakum is in Arabic is a word that is used to caution somebody. It's iyaka wal asada. Save yourself from the lion. The lion is going to attack you. You're alerting the person very quickly. Iyakum wal hasad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alerting us, cautioning us, that be careful of jealousy. Why? فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبَ أَوْ قَالَ الْعُشْبَةِ. Because jealousy consumes your good deed, your hasanat, your real salah, zakat, hajj, umrah, you fasted, nawafil, it will actually consume all your good deeds. Just like how fire devours wood or grass. How it burns the wood, and burns the grass. Like that, it will eat up and devour all your nekis and good deeds. So it penetrates, comes very, very slowly into the person. the envier, the jealous person, he cannot endure the fact that somebody else is so prosperous. How come he is doing so well in his business? Why is he so prosperous in his business? What a beautiful car he's got. What a palatial home he's enjoying. Look at his wife and children, his kids. He's flying overseas all the time. He's going for Hajj and Umrah. This jealousy within the envier is burning himself so much. Ulama have mentioned, يَقْتُلُ الْحَاسِدَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَصِلَ إِلَى الْمَحْسُودِ. Jealousy is such that it will kill the envier before the effects can even reach the person who is envied. It is a serious malady. We don't realize. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq of purifying our hearts, and then when we ponder, we will find so many maladies within us. I could not see him progressing in life. How come he has reached such a high position, such a high status? What is jealousy? Tamanni zawali ni'mah. When a person desires that boon, that favor, that ni'mat somebody else is enjoying, Allah has conferred a special favor to a certain person, whether it be wealth or whatever it is. Now you desire that Allah must snatch away, Allah must take away that bounty which that man or that woman was enjoying. Allah must take it away completely and deprive that person. This is jealousy. You cannot see him enjoying his life and gaining more and more. How come so many people are coming to his gathering? How come he is making so much of money? How come he is doing this? How come she is doing that? This jealousy is actually corroding the heart. Found even among scholars. May Allah protect us. It's a serious malady. Very serious. That is why Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentioned that fortunate is the one who does not carry jealousy as his companion on this path. This deal has to be made soft and clean. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala is seated in a majlis, a gathering with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, one sahabi is being passed, who had just made wudu. The effects of wudu is on his face. His beard is soaked, or you can see the droplets of water falling from his beard. He's got his sandals strapped or hung around his shoulder, and he's walking past. And Rasulullah says, that man, he's from the people of Jannah, min ahli Jannah. He's a rajul min ahli Jannah. He's from Jannah. Abdullah bin Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, very curious. He checks, it is Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. So he makes an excuse and he seeks permission to stay with him for 3 days as a guest, as a visitor. He was wanting to see what special Amal is Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu doing, that Rasulullah is saying in this world that he is from the people of Jannah. He says, I observed for 3 nights there, nothing different. Perhaps he thought that the entire night Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu will be engaged in tahajjud and tilawat. He says, all I saw at some time at night when he would change his karwat, change his side from the right to the left or left to right, he will take Allah's name, Allah, subhanallah, make some zikr. I couldn't see anything different. After 3 days, I tell him, Hazrat, this is the truth. Rasulullah said you from the people of Jannah. I was just curious to see what special thing you've got in your life that you're doing and we don't have. He said, nothing. But if you insist that Rasulullah did say that, well, there are 2 things I don't have in my heart. That is malice and jealousy. I don't have malice, I don't have jealousy. That is why in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that jealousy and iman, they cannot combine together in the heart of a person. Iman and jealousy cannot combine in the heart of a person. In other words, if you want to be a true pakka believer, Al-mu'min al-kamil, al-haqiqi, genuine, strong believer, then one has to eradicate this malady from his heart. The eye of the envier, the jealous one, it sees scandal. It will bring about faults of the person and it will conceal all the good of that person. It will bring about the faults of the person and conceal all the man's good. And the person will meet you, the envier will meet you cheerfully with a smiling face, but hiding in his heart the jealousy he has for you. Maulana Muhammad Ahmad, Shah Muhammad Ahmad Ilahabad Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hasad ki aag mein kyu jal rahe ho? Hasad ki aag mein kyu jal rahe ho? Kafe afsos kyu mal rahe ho? Khuda ki faisla par tu hum naraz? Jahannam ki taraf kyu chal rahe ho? He says, Hasad ki aag mein kyu jal rahe ho? Why are you burning in the fire of jealousy? Why are you rubbing your hands out of sorrow, grief and pain, envy? You're watching that man's shopping is thriving, doing so well, and people are coming out from there with goods that they have purchased and you can't take it. You're rubbing your hands, you're angry, you're showing resentment. Kafi afsos kyun mal rahe ho? Khuda ki faisla par tum ho naraz? You are disappointed and not happy, you are sad with the decision of Allah, that Allah has decreed some good for a certain person. Allah has planned something, Allah has given that particular person some good. You're not happy with it? Jahannam ki taraf chal rahe ho? And you are moving towards Jahannam? Therefore, Muhammad bin Sirin, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say, he would say, that when I see somebody enjoying some bounty, I'm not jealous of him. I don't envy him. Why? Because if that person has got that bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say suppose he passes with iman and he is successful and he gets Jannah, how could I be jealous of a Jannati? And if a man is a bad person and he dies on kufr, he goes to Jahannam, how can I be so foolish to be envious of a Jahannami? Therefore, I'm not envious of any person. A person who has a malady of jealousy, may Allah protect all of us, he's always bechain, restless, he's not at ease. Ulama say he experiences gham, distress, sorrow, worry, pain, while the other person is enjoying himself, he's in happiness, he's in surur. So this jealousy is eating the person up. So we saw the jealousy, it led and drove so many people to such a level, such an extent, that the envious person wishes bad for the person who he envies. He wants to see him losing his wealth. He wants to see him losing that bounty. He wants to see him in pain and suffering. It gives him happiness when that person meets up with an accident, or that person experiences, suffers some loss. In fact, it can even lead a person to taking away the life of the mahsood, the envied person. And this has happened so often. There was a king who had a minister very close to him. So there was another person very jealous, that this minister has got such a close connection with this king, sitting with him and always happy. So he makes a plan, he's very jealous of him. He tells the king, this minister who comes to you, you know, he thinks that you've got a very bad breath. Your mouth smells. Watch him tomorrow. In the meantime, the next day, before this minister could go to the king as he normally would go, this jealous person calls this minister and gives him some food and in which he gives him a lot of onions to eat. And because of the onions, obviously he began to belch or it had some smell. So when he went to the king, not to cause any taklif to the king, this minister on that particular day put his hand over his mouth, over his nose, and came next to the king. And the king saw this. And when he saw this, immediately he realized what that other person told me about him. See? So he becomes very upset. He writes a note. And he closes his note and he gives this person, this minister who would come to him every day, who had covered his nose and mouth, tells him, go to that person, one of his courtiers, and hand over this note to him. And generally, the king would send somebody to that particular person to get some type of reward. So this person is moving with that letter and the note is going. En route, this first person, the jealous person, meets him. Where are you going? I'm going there to that man. The king has sent me. So he says, no, give me that note, please, man. Give me that note. So he says, okay, no problem, you take it. This person is satisfied, is content. If I'm not going to get any riches, then let somebody else benefit. Why not? So this jealous person takes that note. He is so excited that he's going to get something now. When he goes there, this man, the courtier, reads it. And he says, well, the king has given a judgment that you must be killed. Whoever is the bearer of the letter, you must put him, execution him. He says, no, not my letter. It's somebody else's. That person will not listen to anything. He kills him, executions him. And so the minister goes like normally back to the king. He says, what has happened? How come you are here? He said, why? He said, but I had written a note that you must be executioned. So he asked, why? He said, because you said that my nose, I've got a bad stench that comes out from my mouth. And therefore you covered your nose. He said, Hazrat, this is what transpired. And so the king then learned that what was the real ploy of that man. And see what happened to him. What was his end? What was his plight? What was his fate? So jealousy brings about a lot of harm in this dunya and akhirat. Imagine all our amal just being devoured by jealousy. Rasulullah SAW mentioned, La tahasadu. La tabaghadu. Don't have jealousy for one another. Don't have hatred for one another. And in one hadith he mentions, La hasada. Illa fithnatain. So ulama have explained the word hasad in this particular hadith as ghibtah. Ghibtah. Ghibtah means that somebody has enjoying some bounty and you do not wish that bounty must be snatched away and removed from that person. You are happy for him. But you are envious of him in this way that you wish that, oh Allah, grant me this also. Bless him also with plentiful, but give me also this bounty that he is enjoying. You're happy for the man, you're not desiring that Allah must snatch away the bounty. Hasad, at all costs, it is haram. Ghibta, this is what I've explained now, that you are happy for the man, but you also wish to have this bounty. It is only permissible in two situations. La hasada illa ghibta illa fithnatain. رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلته على هلكته. A person whom Allah Ta'ala gives wealth, and this man is so generous that he spends and he spends and he spends until all his wealth is finished. He gives it solely for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He's used his wealth to gain his akhirat. So to be envious of such a person, in the manner in which I explain now with ghibta, that Allah, you must give him plenty and give me also that opportunity to become so generous that I can also do what he is doing. That's permissible. And the other one, that person whom Allah Ta'ala gives knowledge and hikmah, فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ عِلْمًا فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَيَدْ got hikmah. That person whom Allah Ta'ala gives hikmah, knowledge, wisdom, ilm, and he abides by that knowledge, he passes judgment according to that knowledge, He gives verdict according to that knowledge he has, and he passes on, he teaches it to others. Person is teaching so many students of deen. So we should also have the desire, how fortunate that person is. Ya Allah, grant me that ni'mat also. So respected friends and elders, jealousy, as we explained, it is such a terrible malady. It brings about so much of pain and suffering to the person in this world and in the akhirat. He's always restless, he's not in chain. He's being bitter, his heart is burning. What is the ilaj? What's the remedy for a person who is a jealous person? Many cures have been given, remedies have been given. We'll just mention one or two. If you are jealous of another person, then you must raise your hands in dua and genuinely make dua of khair for that person. It's difficult, tough now. Because your nafs wants to see that man's downfall. Now you're making dua, Ya Allah, you grant this person the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, make him even more prosperous. Ya Allah, grant him from your khazana. Give him more and more bounties. By doing that, the jealousy of the heart will be eradicated. Number 2, you must give him some hadiah, some gift. Who's going to give a gift to a person who he doesn't like? So now it's going to be some mujahada on his nafs. He will be forced now to give some gift to that person. Ulama say, oh, give him a dawat. Call him to your house and give him food. Call him for a meal. And by doing that, gradually the jealousy will come out. And Fakhri, they say that in amidst other people, amongst your friends in gatherings, you must praise that person who you are jealous of. You must talk genuinely good about him. So everybody else will also hear his praise and they'll also like him. He'll gain more prominence, which you did not want initially. You wanted to see him, you wanted to see his downfall. You did not want to see him being a happy person and people praising him. Now by you praising him, this is you acting against your nafs and this will also eradicate jealousy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts clean, soft. These maladies, we may not be able to sense them. Unfortunately, many of us carry these maladies in our heart. May Allah ta'ala cleanse us, purify our hearts from these maladies, lest we come on the day of Qiyamah, thinking we have got so many good deeds, just to find out and discover that all those good deeds has been consumed by the malady of jealousy. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله grant us your true محبت my Allah يا الله become ours my Allah make us yours my Allah اللهم إنا نسألك حبك نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب العمل الذي يحب يبلغنا إلى حبك الله forgive us all of our sins يا الله اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. Allah, make us from your true dhakirin and shakirin. Make us from your true dhakirin and shakirin. Give us qanaat in our lives. Remove all the spiritual maladies we have in our hearts. We've got anger, pride, jealousy, malice, love of dunya, all haram pleasures, my Allah. Allah, tu amare diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakkabana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakka. Anta waliyuha wa maula. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. The darkness of the night, broad daylight, in public, in privacy, Ya Allah. Big sins, small sins, major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, Allah, whatever gunas we did, my Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afoon kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Allah, grant all of us afiyat in our lives, afiyat in dunya, afiyat in the akhirat, my Allah. Allah, give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, ya Allah. Give us your close proximity, my Allah. Make us yours, ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours now, my Allah, become ours. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Give us halal and tayyib, rosy. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are not well, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifai kamil, ajir, mustaqir, daim. So many in ICU, in hospitals, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. Give them complete shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Give them the highest of stages in the akhirat, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel. Ya Allah, give us more to the iman, my Allah. Because live with iman, because die with iman. Raise us in the day of qiyam with iman. Let our maut come to us when we are in Madinah Sharifa, my Allah. Grant us buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hawd kusur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah. Give us, ya Allah, hidayat, my Allah. Give us unity, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us sirat-i-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unki barpoor nusrat farma. Badar wali nusrat farma, ya Allah. Fatah wali nusrat farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them victory, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Give them afiyat, my Allah. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, help them, protect them from the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Ya Allah, those animals, those savages, ya Allah, keep on bombarding, ya Allah. Masoom children, ya Allah, innocent people, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have got no mercy whatsoever, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, abtu raham farma, ya Allah. Ya Allah, months and years are going to pass, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. Ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Every person listening to the program, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah, our brothers in the masjid have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha rahmatan tughnina biha rahmati man siwak. Allah, fulfill all our jais murad, ya Allah. Remove our difficulties. Whatever is, ya Allah, worries we have and sorrows and grief and hardship and calamities, my Allah, whatever is melting us, my Allah, remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning only to you, my Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ya Allah, you are the one who answers our du'as. Ya Allah, answer our du'as. Ya Allah, answer our du'as.
Allah answer our du'as. Allah make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarabin, maqbuleen. Allah, so many people have got debts, my Allah. Help them to fulfill the debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problems our Muslim brothers have, ya Allah, fulfill all the jais murad. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. وجعلنا للمتقين اماما لا جراند الاخلاص المقبوليه يا الله يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.